Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Hey, Sarah. This is Janice Dorothea Joyner's daughter for the statements and everything that I needed for you.
Oh, yes. Let me just pull you up. The patient's name one more time is?
Dorothea Joyner.
Okay. Got you right here. Yes. How can I help you today?
I was just calling to let you know that I was able to obtain the March statement from when she first got the bank account,
mm-hmm.
and also the July statement of 2020.
Okay.
I also have the Social Security award letter,
mm-hmm.
and I have the insurance. So I have everything for you. So what's the next step?
All right, so I sent you on a text message. If you go back to our text messages, I said there's a template there that says to whom it may concern, the recent one.
Mm-hmm.
Writing to explain circumstances that prevent me from submitting blank, blank, blank. You see that?
Yes, I am writing to explain the circumstances that prevented me from submitting all of the requested financial documentation by the required deadline due to ongoing financial hardship and limited access to certain records. I was unable to obtain all of the necessary information within the allotted time. Some documents are currently unavailable to me despite my efforts to retrieve them. The documents I was unable to provide were blank. They thank you for your time and consideration.
Well, if you look down, I wrote down we don't have a deed, we don't have a burial account or an agreement. You didn't have any life
mm-hmm.
insurance or anything like that, right?
No, remember I told you we have the life insurance, but no, well, she's supposed to get cremated and not buried.
Okay, so they're going to need that. Okay, so let's just leave it at that. What you're going to do is you're going to take this template, okay, put it on a Word document, list the things that it says below, and also state that you weren't able to get the 2020 January statement, so you were able to provide the March. Provide that, and then with all the statements that you have ready, Janice, the next step is submitting all the paperwork, okay?
Remember, I have to send it to you because they are not letting me create an account.
Okay, so you could send it to me. But I would
okay.
also like, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to send it out to the county email. So I could just give that email to you and you could just forward it to them, okay?
And you said I need to write this down and then take a picture of it?
Well, what I would have you do is just put it on a Word document or a Google Doc, submit and paste it, fill in what you weren't able to provide. I made you a little bit of a list there, but I'd also tell them what you said about the January statements for 2020. Put that there.
Okay.
Sign it with the patient's name on the bottom. Copy and paste it and put it into the email that you're sending with all the documentation. And then I could text you right now the PA email, the email that you need to send it all out to.
Okay.
And let me just see what other information I have to provide for you about this. And then you could also, I'll also send you my email so you could send me everything so I could also send it out on my end so it's sent out twice.
So just put in the documents what I wasn't able to provide.
Yeah. I gave you a little list there.
Okay, so put the... Hold on. Because remember, you had sent me three at first. And then, okay. It says case or reference number, if applicable. I don't have a case or record number, so I shouldn't worry about that, right? It says documents I was unable to provide were blank. Thank you for your time and consideration. Sincerely.
Well, look under it. Look under
your
all
phone.
You're not going to put your name there. You're going to put the patient's name. But under your phone number and email, you see a text? You do not have deed, no burial account, agreement, all that?
Yes.
You're going to put that there in the documents I was unable to provide were. You see where it says were and there's a little dash on top?
Yes.
So that's what that's where you're putting all that documents you weren't able to provide.
Okay. Okay.
And
so
then I would also, like I said before, I'd add the part about the what you were able to get and unable to get with the whatchamacallit. Help me out here with the statements.
Yes.
And then send that all into that county email, all the paperwork into the county email I provided for you, and send it to me, okay?
Okay.
And then what's going to happen now is they're going to need some time to process that information. And in the subject line, put in her Social Security.
The subject line?
Yeah, you know in the email when you send one out, there's always a subject?
I don't see subject line. I just see.
You know what I'm talking about. When you make an email, a new email, you have yourself. You put in the email you want to send the email to. So you're gonna put in the TA email, and then under it, it's gonna say CC. That's if you want to add someone to the email, and then under
mm-hmm.
it always says subject. That subject should be her Social Security.
Got you. Okay. I get what you're saying.
And then I guess you could just text me once all of that sent in to the county, and then I will update her status, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Sound good?
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Shira. I appreciate you. Have a good day.
My biggest pleasure. Have a good weekend. I'll touch base. Take care.
Bye.